A federal advisory panel says that some deer and elk in western states have an illness similar to mad cow disease, but the panel says there's no evidence that it can be passed on to people. Mad cow disease is spreading from Britain to mainland Europe, and the FDA is considering a wider ban on blood donations from people who lived in certain European countries. Commentator David Ropeek says the U.S. government is doing a good job dealing with the threat of the disease, but it's not dealing as well with the public's fear.
The risk that mad cow disease could show up here is low, very low, but it's not zero. In fact, some experts say it's not a question of if the disease will show up, just a matter of when it will. If a case of mad cow disease does show up here, you can just imagine the fear, the headlines, the news conferences in Washington, the local TV news live reports outside neighborhood butcher shops. It'll be a bad time to be in the burger business. The U.S. government is doing a pretty good job dealing with the risk. Imports of cows, goats, sheep, or deer from countries with mad cow disease have been banned since 1989. And we haven't allowed imports of these animals from anywhere in Europe since 1997. There are also government rules to keep the disease from spreading if one case does get through. It's illegal in the United States to use parts of animals that get mad cow disease in animal feed. That's how scientists think the disease spread in Europe. The Europeans use animal parts to add protein to their feed. We don't. So if one sick animal gets in here, it probably won't make other animals sick. But there are gaps in this system. It is, after all, a global marketplace out there, which means contaminated products could get out of Europe, go somewhere else first, and then come here. Because mad cow disease could show up in America, our government needs to address the public's fear as aggressively as they are trying to minimize the actual risk. They need to build our trust now, because they'll need it if a sick cow shows up. If you want proof, look at the mess the German government made for itself. Officials there recently promised the German public mad cow disease won't happen here. And then it did. Now, no matter what the government does to control the disease, the public won't believe them, won't trust them. The fear will continue. Near panic. That's much harder to deal with than the disease itself. Our government officials should do more to actively warn us that despite everything they're doing, mad cow disease might make it to America. They should do more to honestly admit that there are loopholes in their system, that they're trying to close. They should tell us about what they're doing to protect us. They have said these things, but not often enough and not loudly enough. The media love a good juicy risk story. It shouldn't be hard to do more to get these messages out. A recent story in the New York Times is a good start. We face two risks from mad cow disease, the disease itself, and massive emotional overreaction if it shows up. The government would be wise to recognize and prepare for both.
The comments of David Ropeek, director of the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis.